Welcome to the Daily Devotion with Pastor Terry Reynolds.
It's so good to be with you today as we continue along in Psalm 119. Today we're in verse 101. The psalmist here shifts gears in the sense that now he's been looking at his life. And I think sometimes, you know, like the psalmist, it's good that we make conscious decisions and how we're going to live our life and the effects of making decisions and how, not only how it affects our lives, but it affects other people's lives. In verse 101, we read, "I have restrained my feet from every evil way, that I might keep your word." You know, I think it's so important that we take time to make that determination. I want to follow God. And in order to follow God, I have to put the brakes on every evil way, every evil temptation that comes my way. I think so often, you know, we certainly know from what the scripture tells us about Moses that he recognized sin, the fact that it is pleasurable for a season. But yet the consequences of sin not only brings destruction, it certainly can bring destruction to our own life. It certainly does affect our relationships that we have with each other when we're not honest, when we're not faithful, when we're immoral. And you know the list of sin. You could go down it your own self. But it not only affects us, but it affects our relationship with God. Because sin is what separates us from the Lord. And God would want us to enjoy our life, and he wants to bless us. But if we choose not to follow the Lord and choose not to, choose to allow sin to be pleasurable within our lives day in and day out, well, one thing that we're going to be missing out on is the peace of God, the rest of God, the abundant life of God. And here the psalmist recognized that. He knew that. He took account. I think it's important that we take time to consider the effect of sin that it has in my life, that I'll miss out on the presence of the Lord within my life, and I don't want that. There's nothing more greater that I can experience than walking with God. And let me tell you something. I have the best marriage on the face of the earth, and I treasure that. And I have the most joyous time with my kids. They're adults now, and you know, let me tell you something. I still like them, and they like me. But the fact is, compared to my relationship with the Lord, there's nothing more valuable. And so like the psalmist, he says, "I have restrained my feet from every evil way." I hear people within ministry, people that I've known and met, and they're willing to compromise. It's almost like they say in their mind that, "I need a break from ministry, so I need to go on vacation. And when I'm on vacation, I'm going to play and I'm going to, you know, go do what I used to do. I used to sin," and they find themselves sinning. You know, I think that days are short and we need to make sure that we refrain our foot from every evil way. Notice he's the one that has to make the decision. We need to remove our foot from evil. We need to make that choice to follow God. He says the result of restraining my feet from every way, he says that the result is I'm going to be able to keep your word. And Jesus says, if you love me, you're going to keep my word. If you love me, you're going to do the things I say unto you. And so I too want to make that choice to restrain my feet from every way. Have you made that choice? I hope so. I hope so, because I want God to bless you. I want you to enjoy the all that God has, not only your life personally, but your marriage life, your children's, your co-workers, and the other people that you come in contact with. Let's all make that choice to follow the Lord. Remember earlier in verse number 59, the psalmist says, "I thought on my ways and turned my feet unto thy testimony. I made haste and delayed not to keep thy commandments." He, remember what he was saying? He says, "Man, I started running after your word because I thought about my way of living. And my way of living at the end of the day was adding up to be a big fat zero because I was living for myself. I was living in sin." But he says, "Boy, I want to follow the Lord, because in following the Lord, there's such a great blessing." In verse 104, we'll see here in a few days where he says, therefore I hate every false way. He didn't like that in about himself. In Psalm 18, verse 23, he says, I was also upright before him, before God, and I've kept myself from iniquities. I made the choice to keep myself from iniquities. As I mentioned in Proverbs chapter 1, verse 15, we read, my son, walk not thou in the way of them, or was in the way of sinners, or the ways who, run the race, who rebel against God. Remember that old crowd? He says, don't walk in that way. He says, refrain thy foot from evil. Make that choice to follow the Lord. Also, we see this in the book of Timothy, or excuse me, in the book of Titus in the New Testament. We read, for the grace of God that bringeth salvation has appeared unto all men. He says it's teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, godly. Notice this last part that he says here, in this present world. He says we should be people whose lives have been so affected by the gospel that we are wanting to allow the gospel to change our lives. So Paul exhorts here, he exhorts us that we should live soberly. Otherwise, we should have that mind that's locked in on the things of the Lord, and we should live righteously, godly in this present world. Peter, in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 1, he says, wherefore, laying aside all malice and all guile, hypocrisy and envy and evil spirits, he says, as newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word, that you may grow thereby. It's my prayer. As we continue on in Psalm 119, and let me read the verse again, verse 101. I restrain my feet from every evil way that I might keep your word. I pray that we'll make choices, even as the psalmist, even as Peter exhorts us, that we might grow, that we might grow in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and we'll make the right choice to follow the Lord. Because if you make that choice today, let me tell you, you look back at the end of your day as your head hits your pillow tonight, you say, man, I sure had a blessed day. You know, you'll be able to walk with God and have fellowship with him all the day long. And that's my prayer for you this day. And so until next time, this is Pastor Terry. May God richly bless you. Thank you for taking part in today's program. We would love to hear from you. You can email us at terryreynolds@agapechapeloc.org. Again, that's terryreynolds@agapechapeloc.org. Or you can write us at Agape Chapel, P.O. Box 4023, Huntington Beach, California, 92647. May God richly bless you.